Translation and Purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The three brothers Govinda, Madhava and Vasudeva were the 82nd, 83rd and 84th branches of the Chaitanya tree. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda used to dance in their kirtan performances. Purport. The three brothers, Govinda, Madhava and Vasudeva Ghosh, all belong to a Kayastha family. Govinda established the Gopinatha temple in Agradipa, where he resided. Madhava Ghosh was expert in performing kirtan. No one within this world could compete with him. He was known as the singer of Vrindavan and was very dear to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. It is said that when the three brothers performed Sankirtana, immediately Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda would dance in ecstasy. According to the Gaura Ganadesa Deepika 188, the three brothers were formerly Kalavati, Rasaullasa and Gunatunga, who recited the songs composed by Sri Visakha Sakhi. The three brothers were among one of the seven parties that performed kirtan when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attended the Ratha Yatra festival at Jagannath Puri. Bakreshwara Pandit was the chief dancer in their party. This is vividly described in the Madhya Lila, chapter 13, verse 42 and 43. Govinda Madhava Vasudevatina Bhai Jahasavara Kirtane Nache Chaitanya Nitai. The three brothers, Govinda, Madhava and Vasudeva were the 82nd, 83rd and 84th branches of the Chaitanya tree. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda used to dance in their kirtan performances. So just like yesterday I told, this some devotees' name are also mentioned in both sides as associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also as associate of Nityananda Prabhu, the same names in both sides. Here these names mentioned in this verse, Govinda, Madhava, Vasudeva, they are three brothers. And when you will see in the next chapter about associates of Nityananda Prabhu, in verse 14 and 15, also describing about the same personalities.
Atayeva dui ganera duhara ganana madhava vasudeva ghosera ei vivarana.
So that's why among the devotees of Lord Nityananda, similarly Madhava and Vasudeva Ghosh belong to both groups of devotees simultaneously, both as the associate of, they are sometimes known as associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. They are connected to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes they are described as associates of Nityananda Prabhu. Because when after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri and he resided there, then he sent Nityananda Prabhu for preaching to Bengal. Then he sent these three brothers with him. You go and help Nityananda Prabhu in his preaching in Bengal. So that's why here is a Prabhupada also writing in this purport. There is a place named Danihata near the Agradipa railway station and Patuli in the district of Bardhaman, where the deity of Sri Gopinath is still situated. This deity accepted Govinda Ghosh as his father. Even until today, the deity performs the Sraddha ceremony on the anniversary of death of Govinda Ghosh. The temple of this deity is menaced by the Rajabansa family of Krishnanagar, whose members are descendants of Raja Krishnachandra. Every year, in the month of Vaishakha, when there is a Bada Dola ceremony, this Gopinath deity is taken to Krishnanagar. The ceremony is performed with 11 other deities, and then Gopinath ji again brought back to the temple of Agradipa. So in this way, we can see the exalted position of these three brothers, Govinda, Madhava and Vasudeva. Radha Gokula Ananda ki. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, we see there are many Govinda. First name in this verse is Govinda. Here is this Govinda, is Govinda Ghosh. And there is some other Govindas are also there. Famous Govinda, who? The servant of Mahaprabhu, in Jagannath Puri. His Govinda, his name also Govinda. But here is the name Govinda is mentioned for Govinda Ghosh. And his other brothers was Madhava Ghosh and Vasudeva Ghosh. Similarly, the Vasudeva name is also mentioned. There is other Vasudeva also. Who? Vasudeva Datta. Who is very glorious for his magnanimity. He was ready to accept all the sinful reactions of all the living entities in the 84 lakhs of species. And he himself was ready to suffer for the reactions of all other living entities' sinful activities. And Prabhupada says that even Jesus Christ, he was agreed to accept the sinful reactions of only the human beings having this human body. But Vasudeva Tattva, he was ready to take reactions of all the living entities in 84 lakhs species. So, that is different Vasudeva, but here is named Vasudeva. He was Vasudeva Ghosh, a famous bhajan of Vasudeva Ghosh. These three brothers, they are also poets and they are also very nice singers, as Prabhupada mentioned here. They are very good kirtaniya, excellent kirtaniyas. So, Vasudeva Ghosh, anyone remember a song, very famous song of Vasudeva Ghosh? Vasudeva Ghosh kahe, Kari jodo hato jai gaura sei krishna sei jagannath. Famous bhajan. Jaya jaya jagannatha sachiranandana tribhuvana kare jara charana bandana Nilachale Sankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhara Nadiyana Vare Danda Kamandalo Kara Keho Bole Pura Bete Ravana Badhila Golokera Vaibhava Lila Prakata Karila Radhikara Bhave Be Gauravatara Hare Krishna Mahamantra Karila Prachara Vasudeva Ghosh kahe kari joda hat jai gaura sei krishna sei jagannath. There are many beautiful bhajans of very nice bhajans of Vasudeva Ghosh. Govinda Ghosh also, there are some bhajans of Govinda Ghosh also. He's telling jai jai jagannath sachiranandana. Jagannath Mishra and Sachi. Who is their son? Nandana means son. Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachira Nandana. sometimes they interpret this bhajan in two ways. One way, this bhajan is for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachi Ranandana, whose father is Jagannath Mishra and mother is Sachi. And their son is Gauranga, Sachi Ranandana. In three worlds, whose glory is spreading in within three worlds, everyone is glorifying them. Sorry, glorifying him, that Sachi Nandana, Gaura Hari. So, Tribhuvane Kare Jara Charana Vandana. Then he's telling, Nilachale Sankhachakra Gadapadmadhara. In Nilachale, in Puri, he is a Narayan form, he is in opulence. So he is holding Sankha and Chakra, Gadapadma. Disc, lotus, and cloth, Sankha, Chakra, Gada, conch, disc, club and lotus. So he is in opulence as Narayana form. But in Navadip, Nadiya Navadip, after taking sannyas from Katwa, he accepted Danda and Kamandalu. The same personality. There is no difference between Jagannath and Gauranga. Then he is telling, Keha vale puravate ravana badhila. Some people says, the same Gauranga, in previous age, he was appeared as Ramachandra and he killed Ravana. Puravate Ravana badhila. And some other says, Golokera vaibhava vila prakata karila. Sometimes he was also as Krishna and he appeared in this material world and he performed all the Goloka, same Goloka pastimes here. In Vrindavan Dham. And in this age of Kali, the same Gauranga and the same Krishna or same Jagannath appeared as Gauranga. How he appeared? Radhikara Bhave. Radhikara Bhave be Gauravatar. Now, the same Gauranga appeared accepting the moods of Radharani. Radha Bhava Subalita Tanu. The bodily color of Radharani and her also her mood. So in this age of Kali, he is preaching this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Vasudev Ghosh is folding his hand, he is telling, with folded hand I am praying again and again, O Vaishnavas, please accept this truth. There is no difference between these three personalities. Jai Gaura, Sei Krishna, Sei Jagannath. There is no difference. So in this way, there is many famous bhajans of Vasudeva Ghosh. Vasudeva Ghosh. And his Prabhupada writing in purport, no, ne Madhava Ghosh was such a excellent kirtaniya. No one could compete with him in kirtan. This Prabhupada is writing in purport that no one with this world could compete with him. He was known as the singer of Vrindavan and was very dear to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. His Madhava Ghosh. They are three brothers. And Govinda Ghosh was also excellent kirtaniya. The Prabhupada is writing in it is mentioned in Madhya Lila 13th chapter, the Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu dance in front of Lord Jagannath's in Rathyatra. And in that, there are seven different parties of kirtaners, kirtan parties, was organized by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And what is the system Mahaprabhu's kirtan? In every party, there must be one kirtan leader who is leading the kirtan. One person for singing and one person for dancing. There must be one chief dancer. They lead the dance, everyone, they have to follow the singer, how he is singing, and sometimes they follow the dancer, how he is dancing, everyone has to follow. There are seven kirtan parties Mahaprabhu organized in front of Jagannath, Rath Yatra, Jagannath's cart. First, this kirtan party, there was chief singer was Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was the leader, and dancer was Advaita Acharya, he was dancing as chief dancer. And everyone following him. Then next party, there was Srinivas Acharya was singing. Srinivas Thakur, the Panchatattva incarnation of Narada Muni, he was singing and Nityananda Prabhu was dancing. Srinivas Thakur, also famous Kirtan, is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya, he stays always in four places. Where? Nityananda Nartane, Srivasa Kirtane, Raghava Randhane, Sachira Angane. Mahaprabhu always resides there. Wherever Srivasa Thakur chants Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu personally was hearing his songs that is chanted, the holy name chanted by Srivasa Thakur, because he is pure devotee, Narada Muni. And whenever Nityananda Prabhu danced in Kirtan, then Mahaprabhu just enjoyed by seeing the dancing of Nityananda. He is always there. And whatever the sister of Raghava Pandit, Damayanti, she cooked with love and affection for Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu personally present there and he eats prasadam. Even he was in Jagannath Puri. But in Raghava Pandit's house, Mahaprabhu personally appeared and sometimes they take and personal darshan of Mahaprabhu eating the prasadam. And sometimes they feel everything was, Mahaprabhu accepted the prasad. Raghavar Jholi is very famous. Mahaprabhu never keep anything in stock. As a sannyasi, he told his servant Govinda, don't keep anything stuck for next day. Krishna, you must have full faith. Krishna will maintain us. Sannyasi should not stock anything or for his future. He should not think about future. He has to just think about how to develop teaching, how to glorify Gauranga. So, one time when it was Ekadasi and Dwadasi day, after taking his prasad, Mahaprabhu, every day he used to eat one piece of haritaki. It's called hare or harida. So for digestion, that Mahaprabhu's habit. But, so Govinda knows this, but that's why in Dasami day, he stuck one piece of haritaki for Dwadasi. Because Ekadasi is fasting. Then Dwadashi, when after taking prasad, Mahaprabhu need haritaki, where did he immediately to get haritaki? He just put one piece of haritaki in stock. And when in Dwadashi, after eating, he gave haritaki to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asked, where did you get? He told, I kept it from Dasami day, I stuck it. He told, why you stuck this? Why you did this? Then he chastised him like anything. Well, this is, you have no faith on Krishna. Krishna will supply everything according to desire of his pure devotee. Don't in future never stuck anything for next day. But the same Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who in Raghava Pandit's jholi, his prasadam, that is cooked by Damayanti and Raghava Pandit carry with him whole way from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. And Mahaprabhu always asks his servant Govinda, keep it separately. And that particular prasadam bag stuck for 1 year and Mahaprabhu took one item every day. These items are made in such a way they can last for 1 year. Mahaprabhu took one item every day, asked Govinda, please one item, then he eat every day and it remained for 365 days stuck. You wait next year again when the Raghava Pandit's prasadam again reached to Mahaprabhu. So he is so dear, Raghava Randhane, what was cooked in Raghava Pandit's house. And Sachirangane, Mahaprabhu also, always present in courtyard of Mother Sachi. He also accepted the prasadam cooked by Mother Sachi. Sometimes Mother Sachi cooked prasadam and put in front of deity. Then he meditated, he was crying. He started crying, oh, now if Nima is here, all this what is cooked, that is exactly very dear for my Nimai. So Nimai is not here. He could not enjoy my cooking. He cannot enjoy this feast. So immediately Mahaprabhu will appear there and he eat everything. Just disappear. Then Mother Sachidana, the plate is empty. And so maybe I have not, someone hesitant, some cat, when I was closed eyes and I was thinking like maybe some cat or someone, or maybe I did not offer something wrong. Then he will wash plate again and again offer prasad. So Mahaprabhu will send message with Damodar Pandit to Sachi Mata. Tell my mother, and a particular day in Maghapurnima, and she offered the prasadam, and she was thinking about me, and she was crying. Then I appeared personally and ate all prasad. But she was thinking, no, something happened, something wrong. Then he washed the plate and again took prasad, and took bhogo and again offered. In this way, why I am talking about this is not okay. So in this way, I was talking about kirtan party. So in the second kirtan party, because Srivas Thakur is kirtaniya, I was started talking about that. So Srivas Thakur was kirtan leader, then who was dancing? Nityananda Prabhu was dancing. In third party, there is third kirtan party. And in that kirtan party, there was a singer was Mukunda Datta. He was very nice singer. Mukunda Datta and Basudeva Datta, they are two brothers. One is very great singer and another was great Vaishnava. So, when Mukunda Datta sings, then the third party, who are dancer there? First is Jayadatya Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu. Then, in third party, who was dancing? Haridas Thakur. Namacharya, Haridas Thakur was dancing. And in fourth party, there was singer was mentioned that chapter was Govinda Ghosh. Govinda Ghosh, Mahaprabhu appointed Govinda Ghosh as the leader of fourth Sankirtan party. And dancer was mentioned, Bakreshwar Pandit. This is mentioned, Prabhupada wrote in purport that this is mentioned in Madhya Lila chapter 13, verse 42 and 43. I was checking these verses. Like in Govinda Ghosa Pradhana Kaila Arasam Pradai Haridasa Vishnudasa Raghava Jahagai Madhava Vasudeva Ghosa Duisahodara Nritya Karana Taha Pandita Bakreswara. This is the two verses that Prabhupada is telling in Madhya Lila, 42 and 43 verse in 13th chapter. So in the fourth party, kirtan party, who was the leader? Singer? Govinda Ghosh. Govinda Ghosh, Pradhana Kaila, Ara Sampradaya. In the fourth kirtan party, there are seven kirtan parties, in fourth party, the chief singer was Govinda Ghosh. Mahaprabhu appointed him. And the other Chota Haridas, Haridasa, Vishnu Dasa, Raghava, they were just following him. Just. And then Madhava and Basudeva, they two brothers are also in that kirtan party. They are also, though they are also same category of, they are all exalted singers, like Govinda Ghosh, but Mahaprabhu appointed Govinda Ghosh as the leader, as the same, chief singer. And in this kirtan party, who was dancing? Bakreshwar Pandit. We know Bakreshwar Pandit is famous as he is the greatest dancer in Sankirtan party of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. No one can compete in dancing with Bakreshwar Pandit. Once you start dancing means how many hours? 72 hours, 3 days and 3 nights. He did not need to drink water or drink prasad, eat prasad or sleep. Once he start dancing means he continue. He forget everything. So no kirtan leader like to sing when Bakreshwar Pandit is dancing. So it is mentioned that sometimes all kirtan leaders are proud of, no one wants to lead the kirtan and Bakreshwar Pandit is dancing there. So sometimes Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself, he leads the kirtan when Bakreshwar Pandit start dancing. But here is mentioning, even in this kirtan party, where Bakreshwar Pandit was a chief dancer, but chief singer was Govinda Ghosh. Mahaprabhu appointed Govinda Ghosh and he empowered him to sing. So that's why you can know how Govinda Ghosh is exalted, and other brothers also. Basudeva Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh and Madhava Ghosh. These three are very exalted devotees. So that's why their name is mentioned here in this verse. That Govinda, Madhava, Vasudeva, Tina Bhai, Jahasavara Kirtane Nache Chaitanya Nitai. Even when these three brothers, they start singing, then who start dancing? Gaura Nitai, they will be, feel very ecstatic. In Gaura Arati, you find the name. Narahari Adhikari Chamara Dulai, Sanjaya Mukunda Basu Ghosa Adi Gai. Here is the name of Basu Ghosa. He is Vasudeva Ghosa. His name is here. He is also a singer. As singer, he is mentioned in this Gaura Arati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned his name. Sanjaya Mukunda Basu Ghosa Adi Gai. So he is a great singer. These three brothers, they are poets, they are singers, and they are very famous Kirtaniyas. They sing very sweetly. And when this Gaur Nitai, they heard that either of these three brothers is singing, either Govinda Ghosh or Madhava Ghosh or Vasudev Ghosh, they immediately feel ecstatic. They start dancing. Gaur Nitai, they perform and they start dancing. Even Vakraswara Pandit, a dancer, then Mahaprabhu says Govinda Ghosh as the singer. And for three other Kirtan party, one Kirtan party from Santipur, one Kirtan party from Kuliagram, that is Navadip, Kulinagram, and another party from Khanda, Sikhanda. Sikhanda, that is Raghunandan and Raghunandan Thakur and Narahari. Narahari Raghunandan, they are in that party. And in Navadip, there is the famous person, this Ram, his name is Ramachandra Basu, Satyaraj Khan, they are in that party. So there are seven parties, but in fourth party, that is in Jagannath, in front of Jagannath Rath Yatra, the leader was, Kirtan leader was Govinda Ghosh. That is Prabhupada is mentioning in his purport. So in this way, we can see how exalted this devotee is. These three brothers, they are very famous Kirtaniya, and they are also poets. They have composed many songs and glorifying Gaura Nitai. So, and Prabhupada mentioned this other purport that this Govinda Ghosh established one deity. Where? In Agradipa, in that village. And that name, Danihata, there is a place named Danihata, near the Agradipa railway station, and Patuli, the district of Bardhaman, where deity of Gopinathji is still situated. This Gopinath deity was the worshipable deity, that is, this temple was established by Govinda Ghosh. Govinda Ghosh, he was the worshipable deity of Govinda Ghosh. Gopinatha, his name was Gopinatha, and accepted, but that deity accepted Govinda Ghosh as his father. Prabhupada is writing this deity, that Gopinatha, the deity was worshipped by Govinda Ghosh, but he was such an exalted devotee, Gopinatha accepted Govinda Ghosh as his father. That means he was in Vatsalya. He was this deity accepted Govinda Ghosh as his father. The deity's name is Gopinath, Gopinathji, but Govinda Ghosh was worshipping him, and deity Gopinath is accepted Govinda Ghosh as his father. Even until today, the deity performs Shraddha ceremony on anniversary of death of Govinda Ghosh. The disappearance day of Govinda Ghosh comes in calendar. Then, who was performing Shraddha that day? He offered oblations for Govinda Ghosh. Who? Gopinath. Same thing happened in Jagannath Puri. For Maharaj Indradimna. When Maharaj Indradimna's disappearance day comes, Jagannath gave Shraddha. Jagannath gave Shraddha. There is a tradition. Because when Maharaj Indradimna established Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, he installed them on in their jeweled throne. And Jagannath became very happy and he asked Indradyumna Maharaj to ask some boon. Then he told, "O Lord, I am surrendering completely at your lotus feet. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Janaka, Janani, Daita, Tanaya, Prabhu, Guru, Pati, Tuhu Sarvamayo. Rakhavi, Maravi, Joicha, Tohara, Nitya, Dasa, Prati, Toha, Adhikar." Janaka, Janani, you are my father, you are my mother, you are my beloved, Daita. Daita, Tanaya, you are my son. Prabhu, you are my master. Guru, you are also my spiritual master. Ultimately, Prabhu, Guru, Pati, you are my husband. In this way, I am simply surrender at your lotus feet. You are everything for me. That is the mentality of a surrender devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur surrendered. Similarly, Maharaj Indradyumna and here is Govinda Ghosh. They also surrender like this. They don't consider anyone else their father or mother or son or anything. So when Indradyumna Maharaj told, "Okay, if you want to give me boon, you are asking me again and again. Take some boon. Give me this boon." I have accepted everything you, then that not just for in my word or just by, for speaking, but you accept in practical situation. You are everything for me. That's why there won't be no one in my ancestry. You are everything for me. No one should remain in my family in the future to claim that this temple is built by my father or our forefathers. No one should claim there. So, everyone of my family may die and after just remembering you, and they may attend your abode, and no one will remain again after me to claim that this temple is built by my father or forefathers. So, in this way, he has mentioned some scripture, that he has 18 sons, they died. Jagannath. So, Jagannath now accepted, become the son of, he was thinking, "I am the real son of Maharaj Indradyumna." Maharaj Indradyumna gave everything for Jagannath. He gave surrender completely. So, in the Sadhapakya, like the traditional way, this is Jagannath temple, still this tradition is going on. On that disappearance day of Maharaj Indradyumna, Jagannath will come to give oblations, pindadan for Maharaj Indradyumna. The same thing as Prabhupada is writing. This deity Gopinath, he also gives on that particular day, death of Govinda Ghosh, that the day when he left this body, the deity performs Shraddha ceremony on the anniversary of the death of Govinda Ghosh. Deity was performing, that is Prabhupada's writing. So this temple is now managed by the Rajabhangsa, this king of Krishnanagar. The king is considered also the deity's, his worshipable deity. So every year the deity come to Krishnanagar during Dola Purnima time, Bada Dola ceremony. And then the deity was worshipped with other deities. There is another 11 deities also come from different places. And there is a great festival, and after festival, this Gopinath deity again returned to his original temple, that is in Daniyati, in Agradipa. So in this way we see how there is nice pastimes. They are also not only singers, dancers, but they also so much affection and love for Krishna as in his deity form. This Gopinath. Gopinath mama nivedana suna. This famous prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Amito durjana sada kamarata kichu nahi mara guna. I have no good quality. such a conditioned soul. Even he was Paramahansa Thakur, but he was expressing his thought like that. All the Gauraparshad also like that. They never claim that we are exalted devotees. They always think like that. And we are the most fallen souls. Even he chanted this song of Narottam Das Thakur. He was telling, Mosama Patita Prabhu Napaive Ara. And no one is more fallen than me. And that's why I am the only candidate. If you have you are Patita Pavana, then I am the first person to receive your mercy. So similarly Krishnadas Kaviraj used to say, Jagai Madhai Haite Amise Papistha. Puri Sera Kita Haite Amise Lagistha. Mohena Nirgunyaba Kebadaya Kare Eka Nityananda Vina Jagata Sangsare. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling, I am such a fallen conditioned soul. That even I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. We are thinking like this, that we are a sinful person more than Jagai and Madhai. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling, I am a sinner. Or I am a more sinful person than Jagai and Madhai. Jagai Madhai haite amise papistha. And I am such a degraded soul that even the insect, that is the what? The worms on a drain water, this polluted water then drain, there's some worms, white color worms, they are just floating there. He's telling I am even more degraded than these worms in the drain. Such a person, who can give mercy to me? I'm such a fallen soul, conditioned soul. I have no hope in this material world. He was crying and then he was telling, but still I have one hope. I am thinking about someone may give me shelter. Who is that person? Eka Nityananda Vina Jagata Sangsare. Nityananda Prabhu may give me shelter. And these three brothers, Govinda Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh and Vasudeva Ghosh, they are also under the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Their mind also like that. When Mahaprabhu sent these three brothers, you go and help Nityananda in his preaching. So they come to Bengal with Nityananda Prabhu and they are always helping Nityananda Prabhu in preaching the Sankirtan movement, spreading the Sankirtan movement in Bengal. So in this way, these three brothers were very exalted Vaishnavas. They are Uttam Adhikaris. They are not like us. Gaurangara Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaya Brajendra Sutapas. The associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are Nitya Siddhas. They come from the Goloka Vrindavan or from Navadip, Nitya Navadip, Swetadip, Dham, to deliver the conditioned souls, to take part in Gaur Nitya's pastimes. They are not conditioned souls. They are Nitya Siddhas. Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane. Sejaya Prajendra Sutapas. Such a person who could accept this exalted positions of Gaura Parsats, could understand their pastimes, and who takes shelter of such great personalities, then he can also attend the lotus feet of Brajendra Suta, who? Krishna. Can enter the spiritual world. So, in this way, Prabhupada is glorifying these three brothers. We may follow their footsteps. Whose footsteps? Govinda Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh, and Vasudeva Ghosh. We have to, where they give conclusion, Jai Gaura, Sei Krishna, Sei Jagannath. We have to accept this. Okay. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment?